the Oceanid and the Potion. Rhea asked her friend Metis, wise and beautiful daughter of Tethys and Oceanus, to prepare her son for what was to come. "He is clever, but wayward and rash. Teach him patience, craft, and guile." Zeus was captivated by Metis from the start. He had never seen such beauty. The Titaness was a little smaller than most of her race, but endowed with a grace and gravity that made her shine. The step of a deer and the guile of a fox, the power of a lion, the softness of a dove, all allied to a presence and force of mind that sent the boy dizzy. "Lie down with me." "No, we shall go for a walk. I have many things to say to you." "Here, on the grass." Metis smiled and took his hand. "We have work to do, Zeus."
"But I love you."
"Then you will do as I say. When we love someone, we always want to please them, do we not?"
"Don't you love me?"
Metis laughed, though in truth she was astounded by the halo of glamour and charisma that radiated from this bold and handsome youth. But her friend Rhea had asked her to undertake his education, and Metis was never one to betray a trust. For a year, she taught him how to look into the hearts and judge the intentions of others, how to imagine and how to reason, how to find the strength to let passions cool before acting, how to make a plan, and how to know when a plan needed to be changed or abandoned, how to let the head rule the heart, and the heart win the affection of others. Her refusal to allow their relationship to take on a physical dimension only made Zeus love her more. Although she never told him so, Metis returned the love. As a result, there existed a kind of crackle in the air whenever the two were close. One day, Zeus saw Metis standing over a large boulder and bashing its flat surface with a small, round-ended stone. "What on earth are you doing?"
"Crushing mustard seeds and crystals of salt."
"Of course you are." "Today," said Metis, "is your 17th birthday. You are ready to go to Othrys and fulfill your destiny. Rhea will be here soon, but first I must finish a little preparation of my own devising."
"What's in that jar?"
"In here, there is a mixture of poppy juice and ipecacuanha, sweetened with a syrup of manna provided by the Meliae, our friends of the ash tree. I'll put all the ingredients together and shake them up, like so."
"I don't understand."
"Look, here is your mother. She will explain." As Metis looked on, Rhea outlined the plan to Zeus. Mother and son gazed deep into each other's eyes, took a deep breath, and swore an oath, son to mother, mother to son. They were ready.